A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We continue our theme for this blessed month of Ramadan. Tawjihat akhlaqiyya min al-tajarib al-yawmiyya. Moral guidance from everyday experiences. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once explained to his companions in a hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari. He said, Inni la'adkhulu fi salah fa'uridu italataha. فاسمع بكاء الصبي فتجوز مما أعلم من شدة وجد أمه من بكائه. Rasulullah said, sometimes I start my prayer and I intend to prolong the prayer, but then I hear the crying of an infant in the background. I then shorten my prayer because I do not want the child's crying to be a cause of distress for the mother. This incident indicates the Prophet's concern of not bringing any unnecessary difficulty on people. And this even in his prayer. And he reminded us, as also documented in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُمْ مُيَسِّرِينَ وَلَمْ تُبْعَثُوا مُعَسِّرِينَ. I have been sent to you to make things easy. I have not been sent to make things difficult. And all of this is in keeping with the preference for ease over difficulty, as Allah Himself testifies in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah says, Allah wishes ease for you. Allah does not wish difficulty for you. If Allah wants ease for us, then why do some of us have the tendency to make easy things difficult? An anecdote worthy of reflection. A car engineer innovated a prototype model of a specially designed car. He worked in a hall specially designated for design in the workshop. And when he eventually completed the model, he wanted to take the car to be displayed in the main showroom of the company. He then realized that the car could not pass through the doorway of the showroom or to the showroom because the car was about 1.5 centimeters too high. So one manager said, let us chip off part of the entrance, let the car go through, and we can always, you know, shape it up or, you know, plaster it up and mend the wall afterwards. One of the directors said, let's rather remove the roof of the car and reconnect it after we put it through into the showroom, and we can weld it or screw it or whatever, it put it back in the showroom. One of the cleaners of the car was there, and he came to the fore and he apologized for interjecting, and he said, if I may, if the car is about 1.5 centimeters too high on top, why not deflate the tires at the bottom? And the car would move through the entrance without damaging the roof or without breaking the wall. Sometimes, if you look carefully, it's simple and easy. Over 2,500 years ago, Confucius, as quoted in the Analects, is reported to have said, 2,500 years ago, by the way, life is really simple, but we insist as people on making things difficult. The question we ask, because we see it happening so often around us, even in religious circles, why would anyone want to make something more difficult than it needs to be? Why not keep simple things simple? And if they are simple, leave it as it is. Or why not work towards simplifying things that may be somewhat difficult? Making things hard when they could be easy doesn't make us good. It makes us weird. And when we turn simple things into complex matters, it doesn't make us intelligent, it makes us problematic. It is mind-boggling that we as modern human beings, and specifically in the 21st century, we have access to massive amounts of information, and we have an explosion of technology unfolding on a daily basis, innovative technology. Yet, it's ironic that simplicity is still difficult to manifest. Making things unnecessarily difficult does not attract people. In fact, it repels people. And this is evident from the saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A crucial nasiha he gave to one of the first governors he sent out, Mu'adh bin Jabal. He sent Mu'adh bin Jabal and another companion, Abu Burda, he sent them to Yemen, to a place called Janad. So Mu'adh radiallahu an asked the Prophet, give me some advice. And the Rasul gave him 5 or 6 points of advice. And he concluded the advice to both Abu Burda and to Mu'adh with this advice. The final point was, يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا وَبَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا وَتَطَاوَعَا وَلَا تَخْتَلِفَا. Sahih al-Bukhari. Make things easy and do not make things difficult. Glad tidings, give glad tidings to people. Motivate them, inspire them, and do not repel people. Cooperate with each other and make sure that you don't cause division amongst yourself. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly rewards those who make things easy for themselves and who also make things easy for other people. Hadith documented in the Sahih of Imam Muslim, Rasulullah said, "Man yassara ala muhsinin, yassara Allahu alayhi fi dunya wal akhirah." Who makes things easy when people are in difficulty, or make difficult things easy, Allah will make things easy for them in this world and in the hereafter. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah, wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.